And to many Greeks, the Corcyraeans really behaved quite unseemly vis-a-vis their mother city. So when the Corinthians championed the rights of Epidamnus, they really felt they had a just cause in doing so. The Corcyraeans, of course, when they got word of the fact that the Corinthians were readying a fleet to support the Democrats in Epidamnus, even though Corinth was an oligarchy, we won't go into that. The Corinthians have their interest at stake, not the form of government. The Corcyraeans, in return, lent their assistance to the aristocrats besieging Epidamnus, and they had the ships to do so. 40 Corcyraean ships showed up at Epidamnus, put the city under siege, started to blockade it, in effect. They interfered with the shipments. The rest of the navy concentrated against the expected Corinthian fleet, and that was some 80 ships. And the Corinthians and their allies sent an expedition of about 75 triremes, not all Corinthian, many of their allies, notably Megara and Sicyon, and then a land army as well as many colonists to reinforce Epidamnus. And again, this was a very traditional way of handling these matters. Well, unfortunately for the Corinthians, this fleet ran head-on with the Corcyraean fleet at a little cape called Leukimne, which is to the southeast of Corcyra. And in the ensuing battle, the Corinthians were defeated. In fact, it was quite humiliating. They lost 15 ships, wrecks. A number of Corinthians were captured. The Corcyraeans erected a trophy. And then they proceeded to raid the western shores of Greece, attacking Corinthian friends, colonies, interrupting shipping, and making a general nuisance of themselves. Well, for the Corcyraeans, this was a stunning victory. Shortly after the victory, Epidamnus surrendered. The aristocrats took control of the city, and Corcyra had secured that useful port as well. Well, the matter didn't stop there. Corinth had been humiliated. Corinth, and particularly Corinth's ruling elites, who are the men who sat on the council and held the high offices of state, men who were connected to their counterparts in Sparta, who participated in the Olympic Games. These are all the highest figures of Corinthian society. This was a humiliation that could not go unanswered. The Corcyraeans were free to attack shipping in the Gulf of Corinth. They attacked Corinthian allies and friends and endangered the shipment of foodstuffs and trade goods from Sicily. The Corinthians had to act. And in the winter of our year, 434-433 BC, the Corinthians began to mobilize a new fleet. This time, the party was on. The Corinthians made efforts to hire rowers in the Athenian Empire. 150 ships eventually set sail. It included significant contingents from all the naval allies of the Peloponnesian League. But it was not a Peloponnesian League action. It was a Corinthian action. It was Corinth going to her traditional friends around the Gulf of Corinth. Even the Thebans contributed hulks and money. This was going to be a major effort. The Corcyraeans were dismayed by their success. When the news got out that Corinth was readying a far greater expedition, the Corcyraeans realized that they had probably been too successful in the engagement in 434 BC, which resulted in that first naval victory, and they panicked a bit. The first thing the Corcyraeans did was to approach Sparta and ask Sparta to act as an arbiter. They also approached the Peloponnesian city of Sicyon. Both of those cities were willing to arbitrate the case. At the moment, it was essentially a Dorian matter. Corcyra was, after all, a Dorian, that is a Corinthian colony. It was in an area where the Athenians had no interests. And the hope of an arbitration, however, was quickly dashed. The Corinthians wanted to make an example of Corcyra. The Corinthians were smarting under that military defeat. And the only way that they could restore their teammate, their honor, and their credibility was by humbling Corcyra. And after they had gone through so much expense to ready a second fleet, they were ready to sail. The Corcyraeans at this point changed the rules of the game. And this was unexpected. In the course of most events, you would have thought an arbitration might have been worked out, that Corcyra might have done something to appease the Corinthians. But apparently the Corinthians were so determined, the Corcyraeans were reduced to desperation, and they broke with their traditional rules of diplomacy, and they sent an embassy to Athens that probably arrived in Athens in the spring of 433 BC before the Corinthian fleet set sail. That Corinthian fleet, as it was being readied, was one of the major concerns on the minds of everyone. The Athenians knew about it because the Corinthians were hiring islanders in the Delian League to row, that Corinth was commandeering shipping and resources for a great expedition. So the Athenians were not unaware of what was going on.